AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Demonstrators held a protest outside a hotel in Minnesota where they believed U.S. Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino was staying. Bovino is expected to leave Minneapolis today. The rally was part of protests against the immigration enforcement operation in Minnesota that have grown after two U.S. citizens were killed this month by federal agents, most recently 37-year-old Alex Preddy over the weekend. After nearly two decades of negotiations, India and the European Union have announced they've reached a free trade agreement to deepen their economic and strategic ties. The accord, dubbed the mother of all deals, could impact as many as 2 billion people. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports NATO's chief is wishing good luck to those who think Europe can defend itself without the U.S.
If anyone thinks here, again, that the European Union or Europe as a whole can defend itself without the U.S., keep on dreaming. You can't. We can't. We need each other.
That was NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte Monday speaking to European Union lawmakers in Brussels. He told them Europe would need to more than double its military spending to become autonomous in security terms.
If you really want to go it alone, and those of you who are planning for that, forget that you can ever get there with 5%. It will be 10%. You have to build up your own nuclear capability. That costs billions and billions of euros.
Rutte's comments came amid festering tensions over President Trump's threats to annex Greenland. But Rutte says if there were a break with the U.S.,
you would lose the ultimate guarantor of our freedom, which is the U.S. nuclear umbrella. Good luck.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Japan and South Korea are reporting an apparent North Korean weapons test. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer is heading to China to seek a thaw in relations at the risk of upsetting President Trump. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
Britain's Prime Minister is on his way to China with the aim of improved relations. The Premier is hoping for an economic boost for Britain as tensions with the US remain. Britain is seeking Chinese technology and investment, along with greater access to the Chinese market for UK financial services, cars and Scotch whisky. Starmer's move risks upsetting China hawks back home in the UK, as well as President Trump in the US. Starmer will be accompanied by a delegation of corporate leaders on the visit starting Wednesday and is due to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. His visit comes as some US allies reconsider their ties with Washington amid Trump's America First foreign policy. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.